This is the thing that we think most of you don't know. It's this here, right here. This is the thing that you don't know, that when you know it, you're going to find so much release and so much relief and so much benefit. This is the thing that you do not know. You don't know that while you may have five subjects that are important to you, all five of those subjects are conducive either to alignment with your receptive mode or alignment with something less than that pure positive energy receptive mode. Stay with us. This is going to make sense in just a minute. So you could have five topics of importance in your life experience, five topics of importance. And one of them, whenever you think about it, could take you right to the receptive mode. But most of you don't think about that one because it feels done. Got that one whipped into alignment. I need to work on the others. But when you work on the others, you just hold yourself out of the receptive mode. So you could take anything that causes you to feel good and focus upon it, and then you would accomplish the only thing that matters, which is the receptive mode. The receptive mode. And when you're in the receptive mode, then as you move through life experience, then it's fun, then you're clear, then you're inspired, then you get momentum going. So what is it that causes humans? Let's just poke around in this just for a little bit. What is it that makes you want to take the issue that is not working and get it working? Because while it is the human way to find a need and fill it and find a problem and fix it for marks on the chart or for justification or for expression of worthiness or whatever, what if none of that were relevant? What if you were already understood as worthy? What if that was already accomplished so that the things that you were thinking about were not to solve problems, but for the pleasure of thinking about them? What if you got five subjects in your life? Let's say one of them is money and you want to be prosperous, and you are to some degree, but you do not have the latitude in your budget to do all of the things that you want. So there is some resistance, some hindrance, some holding back, some worry, some struggle in the subject of money. Let's say that another subject is relationships. And let's say that you have many relationships that are satisfying to you, but the specific relationship that is important to you is not where you want it to be. And so there's some worry, and there's some concern, and there's some blame, and there's some discomfort in that subject. And let's say another subject is the subject of your passion. Let's say you have something that you like to do. Maybe you like to sing, or maybe you enjoy dancing, or maybe you like to paint onto a canvas. And while you know that there will always be more expansion and evolution on every topic, this is something that when you are experiencing it, it is so satisfying and so fulfilling, and you feel so much enthusiasm while you are doing it. And let's say that there's another subject of family or loved ones, maybe your own children, maybe people are up close to you, and most of them are doing all right, but all of them are complaining about one thing or another. So you have all of these choices of things that you could think about. Seriously, as humans, you go to the ones that need your attention and you struggle and think about them. You work hard and worry. It's as if you think that you're going to get to where you want to be by solving problems. It's as if you think that you could choose the unwanted end of the stick and activate it within you and be motivated from that, and that your life will just get better and better. When really what we're saying to you is, take that one subject of liking to dance or liking to hear music and do more and more and more and more and more of that. Let your choice be not what needs to be done. Let your choice be what feels best right now when you do it. And let that occupy the majority of your thoughts. Let that occupy the majority of your thoughts. There were hundreds and thousands of miles that Esther was driving the monster bus and so forth for a period of 11 or 12 years. And while she was driving the monster bus, while there was plenty to see that was pleasurable, so much of the time when she was driving at night or when she was driving in areas of more desolation, she fantasized about the treehouse. She envisioned the treehouse, not because It needed her to think about it in order to not feel lonely or left out. But because it gave her so much pleasure to think about the treehouse. Sometimes she would reconstruct it. Sometimes she would make it, instead of 3 stories high, in her mind she would make it 10 stories high. Sometimes she would go get beautiful crystals and glass and she would tie them on fishing wire and she would screw them into the ceiling, and then she would watch the sunlight come in and she would see the rainbow in the treehouse. In other words, anything. You want to think your thoughts for the pleasure of the thought, not for the practical nature of the thought. You want to think your thought for the vibrational quality of the thought, not for the construction of the thought. Are you following us? You're wanting to tend to your vibrational nature, not to your action nature. And we know this is a difficult bill of sale that we are giving you. Best sales job ever that we have given you, in helping you to be less physically focused and more non-physically vibrationally focused. But if you will make that adjustment, that slight adjustment, and we know it's going to take some focus. Can you not think for the pleasure of thought? For the pleasure of the thought. For a while, when we were encouraging focus wheels, we talked about them as a way to shift energy. But soon as we observed you with your focus wheels, we found you trying to solve problems with them. So it was defeating its true purpose. The true purpose of the focus wheel is to find something that is pleasurable and then focus upon the pleasure of it longer until it fills out into more and more and more and more detail. You see what we are getting at? So Esther was saying to us this morning as she was getting ready to come down how much she likes the practical nature of these conversations. How much she likes it when you have something that you're living that you want to talk about, and we're able to talk about it in a practical nature. And we said to Esther, we're not going to be practical for the remainder of this gathering, because we're not going to talk about what you're doing or the action that you're taking. We want to be incessant and obsessed with the subject of you finding the vibrational basis of things, because everything else will follow that. And so if we have to tell you 100 or 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 more times in the hours that are before us, we want to continue to ask this question until the answer that comes forth from you comes easily from you. Do you think thoughts for the pleasure of the thought? When we say you create your own reality, do you realize what you often do? You use your thoughts to work. You try to work with your thoughts the same way that you try to work with your action. But when we say you create your own reality, and you've already created a reality, a magnificent vibrational reality that is working for you, that is gestating for you, is growing for you, is evolved for you, is expanded for you, and is ready for you. Now when we say you create your own reality by getting to the vibrational frequency of the receptive mode so that what's there can stream into your experience, can you understand where you're at what phase of your life you are at? Can you understand that you could stop the struggle, that you could stop trying so hard, you could stop trying to define everything, you could stop deliberately doing step one? You did such a magnificent rampage of step one. I know this, and 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 I know this. Just a repeating of so much that you've already put there. That's step one. You can let that go. That's step one. The vortex knows who you are and what you want. Now you must find pleasure in your thoughts if you are to be the receiver of the benefit of the impulse to lead you to where you want to be. Could it be more clear than that? You have to give yourself permission to be nice to yourself. Nice to yourself when you're thinking about that person. Nice to yourself when you're thinking about that person. And if there's a person that you can't be nice to yourself when you think about that person, you need to pick another person. In other words, it's not your job to change anybody or to fix anybody, and it's not even your job to change your mind about anybody. It's your job to choose the thoughts that allow your valve to be open, to choose the thoughts that allow you to be in the receptive mode, to choose the thoughts that allow you to receive what you've asked for, what you've put there, what is ready for you, what is waiting for you, what wants to be with you, you see. No more struggle. Just ease and flow and ease and flow and ease and flow and ease and flow. Struggle if you want, but
I don't want to.
Really good. Really good.